Hello, darlings. It's been a while yet again, so I thought I'd come and talk with you. One of my favorite things to do, and something I think about quite often. So, I don't know about where you are, but it is quite cold where I am. Colder than it should be. My recording space is actually quite chilly today, so I am enjoying a mug of pink hot chocolate. It's white chocolate with little ground-up candy cane pieces. So, with my whipped cream, of course. I am a girl at heart, after all. So delicious. So, Christmas is fast approaching us. I don't know how you guys are feeling about it, but I am starting to be a little stressed. It's not as though I don't have my Christmas presents bought and all of that. But I am certainly not ready for Christmas to be here. And it will be here in 10 days. This is the 15th where I am. Oh my goodness, and for those of you in Europe and Norway and across the pond, you're even closer than I am, so I wonder how you're feeling about it. Do you have everything done? Do you have your presents bought? With the supply chain issues, you'd really better get on it if you don't. And don't expect Amazon to save you this year, because they're also slow and backed up. Anyway, so I've been absent more, as some of you have noticed. I have felt a need for some self-care, some time away from the internet. It seems as though people are stressed out, dealing with depression and family issues, and just the stresses of, you know, working retail and, you know, and just all of those things. The weather, dealing with snow, crappy drivers, you know, all of those good things. So, yeah, I've been enjoying some time away from being online. Been tending to my home and kind of prepping for Christmas in that way, even though I've decided that I'm not likely to do any decorations. I have been delighting in Christmas music, as you can tell from all of my little Christmas songs I've been posting. It's felt really good to be singing again and kind of performing again, even though it's in a different way. I haven't been doing a whole lot of erotic audio recording. I've kind of taken a break from that for a bit, too. Yeah, I've been getting more rest. I've been enjoying time watching some Christmas specials. What have I watched so far? I've watched Home Alone 2. I've watched The Grinch, the original. I have watched Jingle All the Way. It's a favorite. And they're actually selling the Turbo Man doll at Walmart this year. I thought that was adorable. How many of you are familiar with Jingle All the Way? More hot chocolate. Yeah, it seems like it's a movie that, I don't know, maybe isn't a tradition for people as much as me. Let's see. I also watched the Trolls Christmas special. That was fun. I love the Trolls movies. They have lovely music in them, and I'm a fan of Justin Timberlake and Anna Kendrick, so those are always fun. Let's see. I will be watching, but haven't gotten to yet, Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas. It is a must-see. If you haven't seen it, you should look it up. It's Jim Henson. Classic, with so much heart. and good music. I'll be watching Charlie Brown Christmas Special, of course. I'll be watching the newest animated, like, CGI Grinch, because I really liked the origin story of the Grinch. What else will I be watching? There's a Disney, I think it's Pluto's Christmas, or Pluto's Christmas Tree, or something like that, that I always have to watch. It's the little Christmas short, Disney Christmas short, with Mickey Mouse and Pluto, where Mickey brings in their Christmas tree, and they discover that they have chipmunks! I adore that cartoon, and I actually have two little ornaments, or two little, little figurines. They're ornaments, but I display them as figurines. Well, I did before I had a cat that liked to destroy things, so those no longer get displayed. But I have one of the little chipmunks with the little candle snuffer. And I have Pluto, a little figurine of Pluto that I got last year as a gift to myself, with all the little ornaments on Pluto's tail with the little star. Yeah. So that's a little bit about my Christmas traditions, at least as far as watching things goes. Oh, and I almost forgot, the Garfield Christmas Special. Very, very old, but oh, so heartwarming. If you haven't seen it, you should really look it up. It's such a good, sweet, sweet little special. So I always love watching that. I love the main storylines in it, and it's just kind of funny and quirky. I resemble that. I'm very quirky, I think. I wish you could be sharing some hot chocolate with me. It's very good. Anyway, also I was quite delighted that it turned pink. I wasn't expecting that, and it made my little heart very happy. Anyway, what else did I want to share with you? Oh gosh, I just had an idea and then it just left. Okay, so Arrowcast. We talked about that a little bit last time. So with all the issues that Reddit has been having lately, I'm not sure if you've noticed, I have this inkling that it's not going to take much for Reddit to crash, and who knows how long that might last. The chat feature has been just increasingly terrible, seemingly every day. So, for that reason, in order to keep having access to my content, even if Reddit happens to go down, I deeply recommend you go to one of the links of one of my new pieces I've posted, which will take you to arrowcast.me. You could also just go there and look me up, I suppose. But anyway, I highly recommend going to arrowcast.me and following me there, so that you will have access to all of my content regardless of what happens with Reddit. So, yes, I highly recommend that. As all of my future work will be posted to Arrowcast. And I will still be migrating my older works over there as well. I may also be, possibly, no promise, creating a master list of all of my works so that you can easily find what it is that you're desiring. Although that being said, Arrowcast kind of offers that as well with their tagging system. So you can just search by tag that way. Let's see. What else? Oh, huge piece of news. How am I forgetting until just now? My goodness, my brain. Yes, we have reached over 200 members. That happened so much faster than I intended. Oh my goodness. And we never quite decided on what I would be doing to celebrate that. So, I am still thinking about the perfect way to celebrate that. And I really wanted to thank those of you who just recently joined. Thank you so much. Again, I did not at all expect so many of you so quickly. So thank you and welcome. Please feel free to reach out if you see a script that you think would be, you know, amazing for me to fill that might be fun, or if you have a request for a particular kind of script or kink or, I don't know, you know, reach out to me in my subreddit, which you're in if you're listening to this. If you scroll down, there is a post where I'm asking for suggestions, questions, and a place for you, to drop a script if you think it would be good. I will say that with so many of you, personal messages, DMs, are getting quite hard for me to follow. Especially this time of year with me being away so much. So I know a lot of you have noticed that, you know, I'm just not around as much. I don't talk as much. And that's just kind of, you know, self-care, trying to make sure that I don't burn out and, you know, be too overwhelmed. So, but don't think that I don't see you. Don't think I'm not noticing you. And certainly don't think that I don't care, because I do. It's just a balancing act, right? And also, I'm hoping that you're doing some great self-care for yourself right now. It's needed even more than normal, sweetheart. So please, eat well for me, sleep for me, and definitely drink water for me. Oh my goodness, some of you are doing amazing with your water consumption, and I'm so proud of you. But others of you, you know who you are. Others of you are being quite ornery. How can you be my lovely leaky little fountains if you're not hydrating? Your body will thank you, and I certainly will too. So drink your fucking water. Oh my goodness, what else? Oh, I have curated a kinky playlist for you guys on Spotify. I'll be posting that soon. I'm about to be recording some new scripts soon. What else? I do have a few more Christmas songs that I've already recorded. I just need to go through and edit or just kind of proof them real quick. The other day I just kind of rapid fire recorded a bunch and just kept recording and moving on. So I'll look at those, and we'll probably be posting more of those over the next 10 days. Excuse me. What else? Oh, also, we've discovered that it is quite the edging challenge. If you edge every time I say, Some of you may not be survivors from last time I've written, or last time I recorded. Part of me wants to work on saying and part of me just likes it being a huge challenging game for some of you. I know some of you expert edgers probably enjoy the little game. So, how are you guys doing? What's going on in your lives? What do you hope Santa brings you? Are you hoping to get more from the naughty list or the nice list? For a girl like me, it's always quite confusing which one I should lean into. Which one will Santa like more? the naughty girl or the nice girl. For Christmas, I was considering another 11th toy for myself, but after doing a little research, I'm finding that the toy I was eyeing isn't necessarily the best toy for me. As apparently, unless you have the perfect anatomy, because it's not so adjustable or customizable, it's not necessarily a good fit. So I think I might be avoiding that. So back to the drawing board on that. Also, some of you have been asking about a way to send me a Christmas gift or to do some sort of tribute or something along those lines. And of course, that is not at all expected, wouldn't even be asked for or anything like that. But for those of you who are asking or who are thinking about such, the easiest way to do that, the safest way for me to do that, is that you can send an Amazon gift card to my email, which is theonlytwistedelegance@gmail.com, which you can find in my profile in the About section. You can always email me there, by the way. Few of you do, but you can always email me there. Anyway, setting up a wish list isn't the safest thing to do because people have been able to get the contact information, the personal address, personal names, and such from doing that. And you know how protective I am of my privacy. So thus far, the easiest way to do something like that is certainly an Amazon gift card. If there is something in particular that you were wanting to get from me, or something that you would like me to ideally designate that gift card to, just tell me, and I will try to abide by that. So there's that. Also, the other little piece of news is that I have been offering phone sex services for the last month or so. I've been undergoing some training, and I've created a profile, although I will be creating a Twisted Elegance profile for you guys. So that's something that I'm offering as well, and I look forward to connecting with you guys in a new way. Let's see. So I'll be sharing more information about that in the near future. Certainly not required, but it is something that I am definitely enjoying. I love getting to meet new people and offering pleasure or torment, depending on how you lean, has been absolutely enjoyable for the most part. That's a bit of the news that I was teasing last time about a new way to connect with me. I will soon have a way for you to directly connect with me in a couple different ways. Through the phone sex website and all that. Anyway, I'll be sharing more about that in the near future. Let's see, what else did I want to talk to you about? I think that might be it. But mostly what I wanted you guys to know is that I have been away. My energy has kind of been dwindling. Things are a little bit stressful in my real life, as I'm sure they are for probably all of you, between work and family and all of those good things, and just normal day-to-day life. So, let's all be gentle with ourselves, let's be patient with one another, let's be conscious of how we communicate with ourselves and with each other. Try to give other people a little bit of leeway and patience, knowing that, you know, for some of us, the holidays are really difficult. We're missing people who've passed, or, you know, we're grieving. Maybe we're lonely. It's a very lonely time of year for people. And I know that for me, certainly, the holiday traditions have changed greatly over the last 5 or 6 years. So, be kind. It really doesn't take a lot to be a kind person. So, even as you struggle, try to think about the fact that the person that's just acting like an absolute asshat, they could be suffering in ways that you can't imagine. So, try to give people a little leeway. Don't take shit, but also try to give people a little leeway. A little extra patience. A little extra time. And also give yourself that. Okay. You don't need to be perfect. You just need to do your best. And at the end of the day, of course there's tasks that you didn't get to. Of course you've made mistakes. Maybe been impatient, snapped at someone. But just, if you did your best, that's enough. That's all anyone can ask of you, including yourself. So, be gentle and loving to those around you and to yourself. You deserve it. And try to enjoy this crazy roller coaster that is the holidays. Listen to music. Delight in seeing people's Christmas trees or Christmas lights and displays, which honestly I haven't seen hardly any of this year. It's quite sad and depressing. Oh, and along those lines, I would absolutely love to see pictures of your guys' Christmas trees, as I'm not putting one up myself this year. But I would love to see pictures of your Christmas trees, your Christmas lights. If you feel like sharing such things with me, I would really love that. So there's something. But yeah, I care about you guys, and I think about you a lot. So, know that I am sending you all kinds of love, and that I am thinking about you, even when I'm not around. I'm still thinking about you. I'm still connected to you. In fact, part of me not being around is in love and care for you guys, because I don't want to burn out and, you know, suddenly be absent after we've created this beautiful little community that I love so much. So, yeah, my hot chocolate is almost gone, so I think we're about done. But as always, if you have any questions, comments, want to share anything with me that delights you, any script ideas, connect with me and let me know. All right, my darlings, I hope you have a wonderful day, a blessed night, and that you delight in the simple things, because that's really what matters in the end. Until next time.